Hello.
Good day. My name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for the President, the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered
no
in a party, some other political? Okay, thank you so much. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, White, Caucasian?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
74.
Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Thank you. From the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Abortion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, the economy and jobs, climate and the environment, crime and public safety, taxes, local growth and development, K through 12 education, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, access and cost of healthcare.
No comment.
Thank you. In the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Democratic candidate, both.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now you will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First, we have Sienna Osta. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Also, we have Mike Caruso. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And we also have Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you for your time. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you so much. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Probably Mike Caruso.
Thank you so much. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked just a few short questions about demographic before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat? Usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans. Usually vote Republican, always vote Republican.
Usually Democratic.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate, 2-year degree, college graduate, 4-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. What is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Islamic, agnostic, atheist, non-believer, another one?
Catholic.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
All right. Bye-bye.